What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, and we are back in the mix with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. My name is still Brandon BDB Bender, and I hope that you are doing fresh, epic, well, joyful, happy, all of those synonymous words that are linked up together. And if for whatever reason, if you are not feeling anything of such sorts, I hope that this podcast, I hope that this episode can at least get you in the direction 180 style. Now, before we get into tonight's episode, of course, I want to give props to every person jamming the Ultimate You Podcast. If it's your very first time, welcome. Welcome to the Ultimate You Podcast. If it is your second time in above, welcome back to the Ultimate You Podcast. And as always, I hope that you'll share this podcast, share this episode, share with at least two people, because I promise you, this is another episode that you'll want to hear. Because what I wanted to do in this episode is I was feeling a certain type of way. I wanted to communicate intensity in this episode. I wanted to just really convey that to the listener. I want to convey that to you, the listener, because I've been feeling some type of way. I've been feeling some transition that's going to happen in my life. And I mean transition in a good way, transition in a great way, transition in an epic way. And I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I'm just feeling that type of way. And I want to be able to communicate that to you. So without further ado, again, we're going to go ahead and just get right into it. So I hope that you are situated. I hope that you are taking notes on a pen and a pad, your tablet, your iPad, whatever it is you take notes on. I hope that you can do that. And again, I just want to thank every person under the sun jamming the Ultimate You Podcast, whether if it's your first time or if it's your second time and above. I appreciate you all around the world, within the United States and outside of the United States. I appreciate each and every one of you. Share. Share this podcast. But in the meantime, let's get ready and let's get it. Oftentimes, there are certain episodes that I talk about where I feel a certain type of way. I feel a certain level of intensity, and this episode is going to be no different. This is one of those episodes where I'm feeling a certain type of intensity. I'm feeling a certain type of way. And my objective in today's episode is to do my absolute best is to transfer some of that energy into your life. Transfer some of that energy into your earwaves, to transfer this information into your brain waves. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Because I'm feeling a certain level of intensity. That's how I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling there's a transition that's coming in my life. A transition that's going to take place. You ain't got to have all the answers. You ain't got to have all the know-how of what to do and what to say, what not to do and what not to say. But you got to be gritty. You got to stay gritty. And that's going to be one of the big themes of this episode on the podcast. You got to stay gritty. Because if we are people that are not gritty, we're going to come into each and every situation put in front of us. We're going to come into it average. We're going to come into it bland. We're going to be coming to it like rice cakes. We're going to be approaching each and every situation rice cake style. If you ever had a rice cake, you got to know that rice cakes are bland. They are all kinds of bland. I ain't had a rice cake in I don't know how long. But the last time I checked, the last time I recall, rice cakes are very bland and ain't got absolutely no flavor at all. That's how we're going to be if we're going to approach each and every situation. We're going to approach situations average, bland, mediocre, not at our absolute best, not at our absolute fullest. That's no way to live and that's no way to be. So I'm here to tell you, you got to be gritty and you got to stay gritty. All right, so you're like, B, what you talking about? What you talking about? Be gritty and stay gritty. Now, obviously, when you hear the word grit or gritty, we're talking about perseverance. We're talking about really getting to the end result of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Because you got to think about it. This world is designed for you to lose. The world in and of itself, the world itself is all constructed and designed for you to lose. Think about it. all the stuff going on in the world today, it's meticulously engineered and structured into having you think a certain way, having you feel a certain way. NAND is going to have you talk a certain way. It's going to have you walk a certain way. It's going to have you change your posture in a certain way. And I'm not talking about for the better. I'm talking about for the worse. But you know what? It doesn't even get to the worse. It starts with you walking a pretty good posture, right? But then gradually over time, as you begin to do stuff like complain about inflation, as you gradually over time begin to complain about other things, about stuff going on in the world, stuff going on in the government, the White House, politics, whatever you want to call it, any and everything going on, perhaps things going on in our personal lives. Name the topic. Doesn't matter what it is. The way that we complain about certain things, it's almost like little gears turning a machine, like just strategically, meticulously wired to shut you down. Notice the way that I described it. It ain't instantaneous. It's designed over time. The world is meticulously designed to shut you down. I want you to think about that for a second. So you got to understand, we got to stay ready, we got to be ready, and we got to be gritty to everything we put our hands to the conversations that we have, how we spend our money, how we spend our time, how we train, how we work out, how we eat, how we drink, how we do everything. Again, I'm not saying you got to do everything perfect, but what I'm saying is the majority of your life, the bulk of your life has got to scream grittiness. It's got to scream grittiness. Because look, here's the thing. Here's another thing you got to link and attach it to. You have been called to do some great things. I mean, like, for real, like, I'm not trying to be cheesy. I'm not trying to sound churchy or anything like that, because I know pastors will say stuff like that because they believe it. And it's true. You are called to do great things. You are equipped to do great things. Well, some of us are not equipped. I can't say everybody's equipped. I don't know who I'm talking to. Right. Let's be for real. Some of us, we are equipped with everything that we need in order to carry out and fulfill everything that we're supposed to do. And then there are some of us listening, we are not equipped with everything that we're supposed to be equipped with in order to fully carry out what we're supposed to carry out on this earth. All right. But if you are in the latter of what I said, that's okay. But I want to challenge you to transition into the first part of what I was talking about, the former. And that is being equipped with everything you need in order to carry out every type of purpose that you are supposed to carry out on this earth. So, as I said, if you're going to link these things together, you got to understand, you got to stay gritty, because if you're going to be a person of ultimate purpose, if you're going to be a person that's going to accomplish some purposeful divine things in your life, you got to be a person that stays gritty. And that goes back to what I said before. You cannot achieve big purposeful things with an average mindset. You cannot achieve big purposeful things with a bland rice cake mindset. You feel me? You cannot do any of those things that I'm talking about with a very subpar mindset. Now, I know that we as people have our moments. I'm not talking about moments and flash in the pan thoughts and things like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a lifestyle of average, a lifestyle of being subpar, a lifestyle of being rice cake style. You know what I'm saying? A lifestyle of being bland. This is being for real, being straight up. We cannot live a lifestyle like that. Okay? So you got to find a way to to be a person that knows how to be gritty and knows how to stay gritty. Okay? Now we're going to dive deeper into that as we roll along in this episode. All right. Now, next thing we're going to talk about is resistance. Okay. Because there's a lot of resistance that's going to come along the way. This is another reason we got to stay gritty. All right. So when we talk about resistance can show up in many fashions, many variations. Let's be very simplistic. When we're talking about fitness, right? Anytime that we want to be people that want to drop weight, okay? There are a lot of variables. There are a lot of things that are going to try to either come against you or a lot of things that are going to try to stand in your way. And you got to understand, if you're going to be a person that's going to drop weight, if you're going to be a person that wants to take full advantage of weight loss, you got to understand, you got to be a person that knows and realizes that there will always be resistance along the way. There will always be resistance along the way. I don't care if it's weight loss, you trying to make some money, you trying to do something entrepreneur style, you trying to build a business, there will always be resistance along the way. You trying to establish some type of friendship, you trying to be better at your relationships, there's always going to be some form of resistance along the way. What do I mean when I say resistance? Okay, now let me say the opposite first. If you are a person that lives life where there's no speed bumps, there's no challenges, there's no big time challenges, there's no kind of resistance along the way, there's nothing that real, and I'm not talking about like small little stuff that challenges you every day. I'm talking about like big stuff that, or I don't want to say big stuff, certain things that stretch you, certain things that when done correctly, they pull you up to the next level. They get you outside of your comfort zone. Because in order for you to be a person of purpose, in order for you to be a person of ultimate purpose, you've got to understand that you're going to have to hang around people that are where you want to be. You're going to have to hang around people that are where you want to be, people that will stretch you and people that will pull you up to the next level. Okay, now I want to disclaimer this because I feel like it is necessary for me to say, I know some of you are thinking, I've heard of this before, B. This ain't nothing new. Well, I've said on this podcast in different ways, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. But I know this is some type of confirmation for somebody. This is some type of reassurance for somebody. This is some type of, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that again type of thing. I ain't heard that in a while type of thing. I'm so glad I heard it again type of thing. Now I need to take action upon it type of thing. Are you catching what I'm saying? Okay, so real truth is always repeated and always, I'm just going to leave it like that. Real truth is always repeated and real truth is timeless. Real truth stands the test of time. Okay, so when we're talking about resistance, all right, so I want to talk, let me give an example. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so for me in this podcast, okay, let's just be real. When I come up in here and do the podcast, I have to allot X amount of time. I have to allot a certain amount of time. So there can be other things that can perhaps try to vie for my attention in order to try to take away time from me of doing this podcast. You see what I'm saying? So if, you know, I could allow that to become a challenge or whatnot, but I'm saying that because that happens with us with anything we're trying to do. All right. So, and the same concept goes for if you are a person that is trying to release weight, you're going to have to make room. You're going to have to make time in order for you to drop the weight. You're going to have to make time in order for you to release that weight. There's nothing that you can't squeeze in 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you some psychology here. If you are a person that's trying to drop weight, you're trying to release weight, every now and then I get it of what I'm about to say. But if you are on the majority of your journey, like trying to release weight, trying to drop weight, you cannot treat your gym time as, oh, you know what? Oh, I got to squeeze this in. Let me squeeze in quick 20 minutes here. Let me squeeze in quick 20 minutes there. Quick 15 minutes here. Quick 15 minutes there. Now, it's one thing if you're starting out and, you know, perhaps because if you're just super busy or you're just not really that much of a motivated person yet, but you're trying to build your way up. Okay, that's one thing. I feel you. But I'm talking about when you know and understand that you need to put more and more time in. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can't be frustrated and upset if, let's say, 9-10 months go by and you are only in the gym for 15-20 minutes and you're wondering why you're not seeing the results that you're seeing in terms of trying to drop weight. Now, and then if you also want to take it to the food, if you want to take it to the nutrition, you also can't complain if you're doing what I just said. You're only spending 15, 20 minutes in the gym or a short amount of time in the gym. And let me put it this way, not working out effectively. But make sure I say that as well. Because let's be real, you can work out 15, 20 minutes. And as long as you're working out effectively, yeah, you could drop weight. Depends on what workout you're doing. But if you are working out 15, 20 minutes or even longer than that, but you're not working out effectively, and on top of that, your nutrition is just not on point. If you are not eating in a caloric deficit, if you are not consuming your food in a caloric deficit, basically that just means you're eating, you know, if you're not eating less, like what I'm saying is, if your ratio is you're not expending enough energy, you're not expending enough calories, but you are eating more than what you're putting out. Let me put it that way. If you are eating more than what you are putting out, when I say putting out, I'm talking about working out, like working out, intense workouts, you sweating, you ain't just glistening, you sweating, right? If you are eating more, packing on more calories than you are actually working out, that's a problem. And that's why you're not going to ever reach your weight loss goal if you keep going in that direction. Okay, so even in weight loss, there's some resistance. Okay, there's some resistance. It is not just a easy road all the way to the end goal. Sometimes the resistance can be you can put in the work and you hop on a scale on the deadline day. When I say deadline, not the end goal deadline, but like milestone deadline. Let's say the first month, you hop on that scale, the number ain't what you want it to be. You know, maybe you didn't drop the amount of pounds that you wanted to. Okay, that could be a form of resistance. But another form of resistance could be, you just allow yourself to be distracted by doing other things that you shouldn't be doing. Other things that are not conducive to you dropping that weight. Okay, so that's me. If I spent other time doing other things other than recording this podcast, then that is... that's negative resistance. That's negative resistance. Okay, I want to make sure I'm clear on what I'm saying. That's a negative resistance. Okay, but you also got to understand, there is also, I don't know if I want to say positive resistance, but there's a different type of resistance that is needed in order to test you to see if you really want what you're going after. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, there's a certain type of resistance that is somewhat a positive type of resistance that challenges you to see if you really want that thing that you said that you wanted, right? Because here's the thing. A lot of people say that when you get to those last 5 pounds, those last 5-10 pounds, it's a dogfight. It's a dogfight. That's a form of resistance. That's a form of positive resistance, if you will, okay? You know, maybe you've dropped the majority of your weight, but that last 5-10 pounds, that stubborn belly fat just won't go. Well, it's at that point you're going to have to utilize some form of wisdom in order to get rid of that belly fat. And you're also going to have to check your nutrition, check your food to see to make sure that you are not consuming anything that is not conducive towards your dropping that belly fat or dropping that weight that you want to drop, dropping those last 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 pounds that you're trying to drop. Okay. Now, I know I'm being very broad and generic in what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to paint a broad picture here of what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. So there's going to be resistance along the way. There's never going to be a smooth path. Let me give another prime example. Think about any entrepreneur out there. You think that any entrepreneur is going to be a smooth road? Absolutely not. There's always going to be, when it comes to someone being an entrepreneur, there's always going to be resistance there. First of all, the entrepreneur has to try several different strategies until they find that strategy that really sticks with whatever business or businesses that they're wanting to get up off the ground. Okay. Now, could they come up with a strategy from day one and boom, they find their strategy, they hit their stride, they hit their groove, and boom, it's working. All things are just clicking on every cylinder. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe. But I'm willing to believe that more than likely entrepreneurs have to fail and fail and fail and fail and fail before they really succeed. Now, that's probably the best example I could give you in terms of resistance being along the way. Okay? Any entrepreneur will tell you they're going to have to fail in order to really succeed. Okay? So it's one of those things that's where, well, okay, I tried this way, it didn't work. I tried that way, it didn't work. And you could say, well, I failed, but I really learned. Okay? I learned that, okay, this way doesn't work. I need to try a different way. Okay? It could be resistance just by trying to have the right people into your company, trying to find, hire, and recruit the right people, the right individuals for your company. That could be some resistance. You see what I'm saying? Okay, let's talk about something else when it comes to entrepreneur. Okay, how are you going to, when it comes to a marketing strategy, okay, what kind of marketing strategy are you going to use? There could be resistance with that. That one of the biggest types of resistance is whatever product and service that an entrepreneur is selling, whatever product and service that an entrepreneur is displaying, there's resistance in people not believing in the product, people not believing in the service. So what does an entrepreneur got to do? They got to keep pressing. They got to keep pressing. They got to keep fighting. They got to keep fighting. They got to keep finding new people. They got to keep finding new resources. They got to keep finding new strategies of getting their products, getting their services out there so that way other people can know. They got to believe. They got to believe that in their vision and in their mission statement, it's got to be built up within them so strong that they're willing to overcome 1,000 no's. They're willing to overcome 100,000 no's if it takes that many before they get to that 100,001 yes. That's why I say we got to be people that stay gritty and we got to build our grit. Okay, I want to coin that phrase as well. We need to be people that build our grit. You can build your grit however tall you want it to. You can build your grit and make it however wide you want to make it. Okay, because the problem is a lot of us, I really do believe a lot of us, like, we're really smart, we're really talented, and we're gifted. We know this stuff. We have knowledge. We have a certain level of knowledge. We have a certain level of wisdom. But the problem is a lot of us are really missing out on certain psychological hacks that get us from one level to the next. So there are a lot of us that we don't possess the grit that I'm talking about. And really, a lot of us, we have it on the inside of us. Some of us don't even know that we have it on the inside of us. And really, I should say, every one of us has that grit on the inside of us, but perhaps we don't know how to draw it out. We don't know how to allow it to be drawn out. We have to put ourselves in front of people and information and situations in order for that stuff to be drawn up out of us. All right, so let me kind of give some examples here. Let me kind of break down what I'm talking about. So a lot of what you are hearing right now, I mean, this is not just, oh, this is, you know, BDB, he thought of this 2 days ago or whatever, or yesterday or whatever. Yes, I do mentally prepare for these podcasts, but you got to understand this is an accumulation of things that I've heard over the years, an accumulation of things that I've learned over the years, sitting under teaching after teaching, whether it be a webinar after webinar or a meeting after meeting. You know, it could be business meetings. It could be church sermons. It could be any type of message or whatever it is. So it's an accumulation of all those things, especially on the entrepreneur stuff. You know, sitting under a lot of information, a lot of mentorship. Some of us are not under any type of mentorship right now, and we're wondering why we're not making strides and making steps to the desired Israel location where we want to be. Some of us, we chilling in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, we marinate and we chilling. I'm just going to be real. I mean, hey, I've had those times and moments. I've chilled in Egypt and I've got comfortable and I'm rolling around in my pigsty like, whoo, man, this is great. And then there came a day where I looked up. I was like, nah, this really ain't that great. No, we needs to pack up. We needs to ship out and we needs to get moving to Israel. We needs to get moving to the promised land. All right. We got to know what season we're in and we got to get to the promised land of what we desire to be. OK, so like I was saying, it's an accumulation of just a lot of stuff that I've learned over the years. Yeah, and I failed. I have failed a lot of times, many times over. Let me tell you something. I have been in network marketing companies because I there was a time where I thought that those were the things that I wanted to do. I thought that that was going to be one of my big lines of work, if you will. Met people along the way, but I mean, I don't know if I say I really failed at it, but I found out that's not really my niche. That's not really my thing. You know, now the respective companies can have a great product and or a great service. But it, from I'm just speaking for myself, for me, doing it as some form of a career, nah, it's not my stilo and it's not how I'm wired. So I had to fail my way through to find that out. Okay. I had to fail my way through and find that out. And I found out that for me, and this is what I have seen over the years, a lot of the work that I've done, well, maybe not all of it, but a lot of the work that I've done has been more so solo work. You know what I mean? It's been solo work. I remember one time when I used to work at Citigroup, when I was externally promoted, okay? Yes, and I do use those words, externally promoted. Now, what do I mean by that? People will say laid off. No, I was externally promoted because I knew back, this was back in 2014. I knew in my heart of hearts, I wanted to, you know, spread my wings and fly like an eagle and pursue the endeavors that I really wanted to pursue. Okay. So shortly after I resigned from Citigroup, when I was externally promoted, I did some notary work. Okay. I did some notary work. And I'm sharing this because that is an example of a type of work that I did. It was by myself. It wasn't a team kind of thing. Does that mean I'm not a team player? No, I am a team player. But there were certain lines of work that I did over the years where it was just me. You see what I'm saying? So I, you know, did some notary work for quite a good while. I'd say, I don't remember exactly. It had to have been what felt like maybe 2 years, something like that. I did it for one person that I used to serve with in church. I asked about it. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. I asked him. I was like, hey, what you talking about? What's this part-time deal you got going? The person showed me, and long story short, I ended up taking his position because I guess he was really trying to look for someone to do it. See what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to open your mouth and you got to ask because closed mouths don't get fed. All right. But in any event, so I did some notary work for this one particular company, and then I transitioned into, I guess, sort of doing it for vendors online, where essentially I would receive calls on my cell phone about assignments, and then I would go get everything I needed to get, the documents, all that good stuff, meet at the person's house and have them sign the documents, and I was doing notaries that way as well. Not gonna lie, I might need to get back into it. But you see what I'm saying? All of that was solo work, was independent work. Okay. But then, you know, I've done other types of work where I was on a team of some sort. Yeah, absolutely. But another example of independent work is what you hear me doing right now. Is this podcast? Because I'll be real. When I back around in 2015-ish, maybe 2015, 2016, when I had it in my mind, like, man, like I'm really getting bit by that podcast bug. You know what I'm talking about? Because I remember that, like, as I've said on this podcast, when I did internet radio for a few months, that's when the nail really, that's when the final nail was really put in that coffin that, okay, I need to do something with the podcast. And back at that time when I did internet radio, I was thinking that, okay, you know, the person that put me on to that opportunity, I thought that, man, you know, like, I, for real, I thought like, man, this is it. Like, this is it. Woo, this is it. I'm going to be working with a team of people. We're going to do some internet radio stuff. It's going to be fun. I'm going to get paid. Woo, man, this is the life right here. That's what I thought. But that ain't what happened. So God has all the answers. I do not. One thing I can say is that experience prepared me for what I'm doing right now, because I realized that after that, and then after me going to personal training school and getting further equipped with knowledge and wisdom after those events, then I was fully and thoroughly equipped and prepared and legit and ready to birth the Ultimate You podcast as of July 31st, 2020. Are y'all catching what I'm saying? So all that along the way, I had a lot of resistance along the way. I'm telling you, I had to like so. We're talking back. If you talk about the network marketing stuff, I mean that was probably like maybe maybe like the 2010s, maybe even like 2009, 2010s somewhere in there, and till about 2015 on and off, give or take five-ish, six-ish years, maybe even more than that, where I was in different network marketing companies doing different independent contracting opportunities. Notice the verbiage I said, independent contractor type of opportunities. Independent contractor opportunities is where you're working by yourself for the most part. I mean, maybe you might have jobs that where you work on teams, but it's independent. You see what I'm saying? So I knew and figured out at that point that, okay, this is linking towards my personality somehow. This is linking towards something to as far as who I am. And the answer that I have for you today is in regards to me, this is what I feel. I believe that I feel like I am in my best element when I work by myself. Now, that's not saying that I can't work with a team. That doesn't mean that I'm not capable of working with a team. That doesn't mean that. No, but at certain things, like this podcast, I am in my element when I work by myself. Now, that doesn't mean I don't reach out for help or assistance if need be on certain things. But in terms of me spitting this information, in terms of me providing this value, this truth, these truth gems to be poured up in your booth, when I do these things, it is typically by myself. Okay, so, but like I say, there's always going to be resistance along the way. There's never no straight, no straight path with no bumps, no edges or anything like that. Honestly, if we are people that are living our lives that way, just straight, no challenges, nothing that really just like kind of pulls you out your comfort zone, then we're not really living. I mean, that's really the most simplest way I could say it. We're not really living. And it takes a process. It takes, experiences and failures. And you're not going to get everything right. It's going to take failure after failure after failure after failure. And just as that famous quote goes, you got to still find ways to be enthusiastic even after all those failures. And if you don't want to call them failures, you can call them learning experiences. But let's just call it what it is. It's failure. Okay, so I had to fail my way through that at certain points. Had some successes, yes, but I had to fail a whole bunch of times in order to get here. Another reason I'm sharing that is because I don't want anyone to think that when you are on the other side of this episode of the podcast, that all I had to do was, press a record button and boom, Brandon got his podcast set up. No, it took some specific particular steps in order for me just to get here. Okay, so there will always be resistances along the way. There will always be challenges along the way. Those challenges are there to refine you. That resistance is there to refine you. It's there to purge you and to prune you and to remove any and all impurities on the inside of you to help contribute to that. It is there to really test you to see if you really want what you said you want when you were hyped and excited in the beginning. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a form of marriage. It's a form of commitment. Me and this podcast, it's a form of marriage. It's a form of commitment. You see what I'm saying? I get to find ways to stay emotionally connected and emotionally attached to doing this podcast. Okay. All right. So last thing, let's talk about surrender, because I truly believe that's another issue that a lot of us have. That is another issue that a lot of us are facing. We got to surrender to the process of whatever it is that we're doing. Like for real, for real. We got to surrender to the process of whatever it is that we're doing. Now, I'm going to give a different type of example when it comes to that. Man, I talked about a few episodes ago, I talked about dating a little bit, and I'm going to talk about it again because for real, some of us, let's be real. And look, I put myself out there, if you make y'all feel better. we have put ourselves in positions where perhaps we were not equipped with enough wisdom and knowledge and revelation. Perhaps. I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking to. But we can when we can say at least some of those times we have put ourselves in position to have failed relationships, either because we weren't equipped with the wisdom and knowledge and revelation, or we knew that said person wasn't right for us, but we try to bend, you know, we try to take a steel plate and we try to bend it. Are you feeling what I'm saying? We try to take something made of steel and we try to use some Superman strength and we try to bend it. And then some of us, we try to still try to get the Lord's blessing on it, on the middle end or on the back end. Right? You know what I'm saying? But like, we came into the situation first. We came into that relationship first. What I mean by first is we came into it with our approach first. We came into it with our mindset first. And then at some point down the line in that relationship, we try to get the Lord's blessing in on it. But, you know, halfway, a third of the way through, 75% of the way through, whatever percentage you want to throw out there. We try to get the Lord's blessing somewhere in the middle, somewhere in a quarters of a way, 75%. We try to get his blessing somewhere on the line, and it don't work like that. It don't work like that. It's like you trying to, I don't know, you trying to go through a maze without someone there trying to help you to get through the maze. You know what I'm saying? You trying to do stuff on your own, and we keep bumping our heads on these brick walls, and our foreheads is just bleeding. We bleeding all over the place. We bleeding like a stump pig. Because we keep beating our head on the wall that's made of bricks. And I'm telling you, now, when it comes to dating and stuff like that, I'm not saying that you ain't gonna make no mistakes, but we need to be people that are more calculated when it comes to that. And when it comes to our money, we need to be more calculated when it comes to that. All right? But when I'm talking about surrender, when you surrender to the whole process of anything that you're doing, when you surrender to the process of life, you become more sober-minded. You become more in tune with like what's really going on. You become so in tune with the things you really truly need to work on, and you become in tune with who you really are and who you can become. Like, for real. And I'm speaking from experience. Y'all have heard me talk about it in different ways. Over the years, I've had to chisel down in terms of how I spent my time, who I spent my time with, just, you know what I'm saying? You know, and not do things that were not conducive for my growth. You know what I'm saying? Or not be around people that were not conducive for my growth, no matter what the reason was. You know what I'm saying? I had to hunker down. I had to have seemingly a trillion aha moments. Right? Because let's be real. Some of us, we live in that pinball lifestyle. A lot of us to this day, we smart, we talented, we gifted, but we're not surrendering to the full process of life because we live in that pinball lifestyle. What do I mean by pinball? You ever played pinball before? It's plain and simple, right? Pull back that big lever, boom, hit that ball. It goes up in sort of a quarter of a circular fashion. And what does it do? Bam, 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 bam. It hits a whole bunch of buttons and other stuff that it's attached to. Bam, bam, bam. But as soon as it hits something, bam, it's going to the left. Bam, it's going to the right. Bam, it's going upward diagonal to the left. Bam, it's going to the upward diagonal to the right. Bam, back to the left. Bam, back to the right. Bam, downward to the downward right. Bam, upward left. Bam, downward left. Bam, upward right. Bam, you see what I'm saying? Pinball going all over the place. That's how we live in our lives. A lot of us, we not getting that wisdom and revelation that we oh so desperately seek, that we oh so desperately desire. But we live in that pinball lifestyle. You letting the apparatus within that pinball machine take you from here to there. You letting it take you from to the upward, to the downward, to the left, to the right, to the back, to the front, side to side. That's why you're on the side of your homie G's ride instead of in your own ride. Because if you was in your own ride, you would have better control of your life. But you got to realize you can't have ultimate control of your life. We are called to be people of self-control, but you ain't never going to have ultimate control. And I'm telling you right now, you cannot be in ultimate control if you are constantly in the passenger seat of your homie's ride. Are you catching what I'm really saying? You cannot be in ultimate control of your life or if you are in the passenger seat of your homie's ride. Okay? Now, I know you're not supposed to be in ultimate control, but God is the one that has ultimate control. But what I'm saying is you cannot have more control, is what I should have said. You will not have more control of your life if you are constantly in the passenger seat or in the back seat of your homie's ride. Okay, you need to be in your own car. This is a metaphor, okay? This is analogy, okay? Catch what I'm saying, right? You can't live like that. You can't live that pinball lifestyle. Pinball lifestyle. You going here, you going there, you just busybody, you're doing too much, right? You're not surrendering to the process of life. If you're trying to be a person, you're trying to make big money, you have to surrender and understand the psychology of money, right? If you're trying to be a person that is trying to be fit, right? If you're trying to be fit, you have to surrender to the process of fitness and nutrition and eating right. You have to surrender. And when I say surrender, I'm talking about your heart, surrendering your mind and your heart. Because a lot of us, like I said earlier, we knowledgeable, we talented and gifted, and we know the right things to do. But we still feel some kind of way about the truth on the other side of whatever it is that we're trying to do. Because we feel a certain way about it, and we look at it and we're like, you know what? Like I know the real truth of what I need to do to get there, but the stuff that we trip up on is we too busy. We worried about what it looks like. Weight loss, for example, we worried about what it looks like. Oh, man, I'm gonna have to work out. I'm gonna have to change how I eat. I'm gonna have to spend some time in the gym. I'm gonna have to eat right. I'm gonna have to cut this out. I'm gonna have to cut that out. I'm gonna have to eat in a caloric deficit. I'm gonna have to drink more water. Right. We look at what it looks like because we're using our own natural eyes and we're not using the eyes of faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're not using the eyes of faith when it comes to releasing weight, because in our mind, we want to come up with our own way of getting to the other side of that weight loss. When it comes to making money, we want to come up with our own twisted, perverted strategy, whatever you want to call it, to get to the other side of making money. When it comes to dating relationships and trying to be exclusive with someone, we want to try to, you know, kind of do our own thing and have our own rules and then try to justify like, yeah, it's objectively great. It's objectively great advice of how to date people. You see what I'm saying? We come up with our own ways of doing stuff. And I'm telling you from experience, when you get to that place where you just so sick and tired of being sick and tired, you sick and tired of crap happening all the time, you sick of your life being a certain way, you sick of being where you at in life because you know that you tired of being average, you tired of eating them rice cakes, you tired of smelling like rice cakes, you tired of being bland, you just tired of being in that mediocre status, you tired of being in Egypt, and you just say enough is enough. You look at yourself in the mirror and say, dang it, I'm ready to get to the absolute highest level that I could possibly get to. I ain't got all the answers in the world, but dang it, I'm gonna do whatever I got to do. I'm gonna cut off whoever I gotta cut off. I don't care who you is. I don't care who you was. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, what's necessary to get to the promised land of where I'm supposed to be in my finances, where I'm supposed to be in my fitness, where I'm supposed to be in my faith, where I'm supposed to be in my spirit. You can't have all the cake in the world and eat it too. You gotta surrender to the process. And one of the best verses that I live my life by is Matthew 7, around verses 12 and 13. I'm a paraphrase. It talks about living that. It's talking about being narrow. It talks about living that narrow life. OK, it doesn't say that word for word exactly, but it uses the word narrow. And guess what it says? Few find it. A few find it. Very few people find it. Broad is a path that leads to destruction. Broad is a path that leads to destruction. So one way that I had received that is that I had to unbroaden my path in life. Over the years, over time, I had to unbroaden my path. I had to trim some stuff down. I had to slim some stuff down. I had to surrender to the process. Because if we want to live a certain type of way, like we have to be bold and unapologetic and go after it. Let me give an example. What's the lifestyle that I envision for myself? Must be real. I'll put it out there. This is my podcast. So I'm going to tell y'all, this is the lifestyle that I envision for myself. Okay. Okay. We're going to talk about being a person, you know, right? Man of God, all that good stuff. Okay. Got that. Well, a person that's, you know, financially free, a person that believes in wealth, a person that believes in being fit, a person that believes in strength, power, speed, agility, endurance, eating right, drinking right. And in terms of fitness and health and wellness, I believe in all of that. I believe in giving. I believe in investing. See what I'm saying? I believe in my body looking a certain way so I can feel a certain way. Okay, this ain't just the vision that I had ever since I started the podcast. This has been long time. Very, very long time. I remember back when I used to work at City, remember someone I used to work with, I think we were kind of not really joking around, but we were serious. And I remember telling him, I was like, man, I want an action figure physique. An action figure physique. Now, what do I mean when I say action figure physique? This is just me. This is my personality. This is my definition of an action figure physique. To me, an action figure physique is someone that has obviously a good athletic build. All right. In terms of a man, for me, a good athletic build. It's not a little bit of stockiness. It's not overly stocky. It's got good musculature, good muscular hips, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Good muscular curves from top to bottom, just being as ripped and chiseled as can be, and having power, speed, strength, endurance, agility, the whole nine. I don't believe in just being strong, but my endurance is whack. I don't believe in having strong endurance and then my strength is whack. No, I want it all. I want strength. I want endurance. I want great intensity in terms of cardio and all that. You see what I'm saying? So that is a little slice. That's a little example of the lifestyle that I envision for myself. Big balling with money. Like that's what I believe for myself. See what I'm saying? So once you figured out what your divine vision is of the life that you want to live, you got to be unapologetic and go after it. And you're going to have to leave some folks behind, period. You're going to have to leave some stuff behind, period. You're going to have to leave some childish ways behind, period. You're going to have to leave some environments that you used to hang out in behind, period. Okay. Now I can't tell you exactly what your blueprint is, but you're going to have to figure these things out for yourself, because the thing is, it's not something that is to be figured out overnight. It is not something that is overnight. It is something that is, it's going to take time for you. I don't know how long it's going to take you. I don't know, but you got to still stick with it. You got to be a person that's gritty. You got to stay gritty, because look, setbacks are going to happen. I've had them. Failures are going to happen. I've had them. Certain type of experiences are going to happen. Unexpected experiences are going to happen. I've had those too. I've had twists and turns happen this year. Not that it was end of the world type stuff, but it was twists and turns that happened. And I had, and it was tough, and I had to adjust. I had to make changes. And you know, but the thing is, I came out on the other side. Woo! I'm not gonna lie, feeling a certain level of strength, feeling a certain level of extra strength and extra confidence, intangibly speaking. You see what I'm saying? So you have to figure out that right narrow road for yourself in order for you to be a person to stay gritty. So that way, when any type of situation that approaches you, you're gonna have that gritty mindset to persevere. It doesn't matter what's being thrown your way. Like for real, it don't matter what's thrown your way. You're able to persevere through that. It doesn't mean that, you know, you might need to rest for a minute. You might need to take a chill pill. You might not know the answer right off the bat of what to do. But you fall down 7 times, you get up 8. You persevere. You push through. But you can't be like a dull piece of equipment. You got to be that sharp knife that tears through the situation. you make that situation bleed all over the place. You make that situation bleed so much that you bleed that situation dry because you so sharp, because you got so gritty with it unapologetically. And then you realize the psychology of resistance being along the way. Expect resistance. Going forward, I need you to expect resistance. Not every day is going to go exactly the way that you envision, exactly the way you plan. So you're going to have to be ready to be adjustable. You're going to have to be ready to be flexible. You're going to have to be ready to be make from one move from here to a move there. And then you got to surrender to the process. When you surrender to the process of life and you become process oriented with that, and you're ready to just accept and embrace anything that comes your way with a surrendered heart, it puts you above a whole bunch of other people. It puts you above where you used to be in a major way. All right, so I want y'all to really, really meditate on everything that was talked about today. You're going to have to listen to this one twice, maybe three times, maybe eight times, so that way you can have new beginning. Because look, here's the thing. I told you at the top of the podcast that some episodes, like, I feel a certain type of way. I feel a certain type of way. And like I said, I ain't got all the answers, but BDB is ready to get gritty. BDB is ready to stay gritty. I told y'all I'm running a 10K in November. That's an example of me trying to increase my grit. That is an example of me continuing to build my grit. I ain't never ran 6 miles before with obstacles. I ain't never done that before. But guess what? I'm going to build my grit. I'm going to build my confidence with that. See what I'm saying? Physically speaking, so I can take my mind, I can take my body, and I can take my health to places that it ain't never been before. Okay? I'm not saying everybody got to sign up for a Spartan and do it, but that's a prime example of how you got to get outside your comfort zone. You got to test yourself. Because some of us, we know the truth, but we shun it in a certain type of way. Like, we essentially are waiting for some type of problem or situation to happen to where we're going to be humbled into, like, okay, you know what? Okay, fine. I will do this. I will do that. Okay, I'll be better with my money. Okay, I'll be better with my health. Okay, I'll be better with my relationships. Whatever that area, those areas are, we got to be punked into those situations. We got to be humbled into those situations. And I'm telling you, if you can, try to avoid all of that by surrendering to the process now, by expecting resistance along the way now, by staying gritty now. Don't wait to have, you know, deadlines or something tangible in order for you to make these changes. No. Make these changes now. And then when the deadlines come up, you're going to be ready to knock it out the park. All right. So that's going to be enough for this evening, y'all. I could go on, but that's enough for this evening. So a quick recap. Number one, stay gritty. Stay gritty at all times in your relationships. I don't care if you're talking to someone at the gas station. I don't care if you're giving a presentation, you're giving a speech, you're at work. Stay gritty. And what that means is you go into every single environment, every single interaction with every person you can encounter that day. You go in with a ready mindset that you're going to be filled with joy. You're going to be filled with happiness. You're going to be filled with big smiles, and you are going to make sure that you add some type of value to every person you come in contact with. All right. You stay ready. You're not bogged down. You're not tired. You're not this. You're not that. No, you stay in ready mode. That's what I'm talking about. Just the Ultimate You podcast. That's how we roll. All right. Number two, expect resistance. Expect resistance along the way. All right. Ain't nothing going to be free, easy, and anti-bumpy. No, there's going to be some bumps. There's going to be some bruises. There's going to be some scabs, some scars. There's going to be some setbacks and failures along the way in some type of way, shape, or fashion. You got to be ready. Expect it. But at the same time, yes, do all that you can to avoid setbacks and avoid failure. I want to make sure I say that, too. Do all you can to avoid that. Okay. Control what you can control, and whatever you can't control, just let it be and grit your way through it. And then number three, surrender. When you have a surrendered mind and a surrendered heart, it's a heck of a lot easier. That is when your life will be a heck of a lot simpler and perhaps easier, when you follow the protocol of doing the right things. But you got to understand, you can't put you into it. You're going to have to live an upside down lifestyle. You're going to have to live an upside down lifestyle to really, really, truly appreciate a person like yourself that needs to be surrendered to the process of life. All right, all right, all right, y'all. I appreciate y'all rocking with me to the very end of this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. Y'all are greatly appreciated. So I am here to let you know, if you have not picked up a copy of my solo debut book entitled Vision of an Athlete, I would encourage you to go to Amazon.com and get your copy today. So what are we talking about when we say vision of an athlete? Because it's more than just about drinking the right drinks. It's more than just about eating the right foods. My question to you is, do you have vision when it comes to being an athlete? See, it's more than just about how many times you show up at the gym or how many workouts you do, but do you have long-lasting vision? Or better yet, do you have eternal vision? Because in that book, I unpack what real vision looks like and what a real athlete is supposed to look like. And when I say athlete, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be from an athletic background. You don't have to be from a sports family. It doesn't matter what kind of family you've grown up from. I'm here to tell you that no matter who you are, as long as you are breathing, you are an athlete, whether you realize it or not. And if you pick up my copy of the book, I will help you realize the athlete that you were created to be. So again, it's Vision of an Athlete. Go to Amazon.com and order your copy today. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Ultimate You podcast. So the main thing you want to take away is stay gritty. Build upon your grit. We're going to need it in this hour. We're going to need it in these days we living in. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you may not have all the money you want in the world. You may not have the relationships you desire. You may not have the job you want. You may not have the car you want. Whatever it is that you don't got, you, as long as you got breath to breathe in your body, you still have an opportunity to build upon your grit. Because at the end of the day, that's one of the best assets you can have is your grit. Your grit. You get to take your grit to the highest level that you want to take it to. And then some. And then some. And then some. That means can't nobody stop your grit. Can't nobody stop you and your grit but you. If you stop you and your grit, how are you going to accomplish your purpose? How are you going to do everything that you called to do? How are you going to do everything you're supposed to do? So start right now or restart in building your grit or renew your grit. It's all about refueling your grit. Keep your grit refueled and watch the type of person you become. See y'all in the next episode.